cost was 7 weeks to take 7 weeks after Passover, which is our Easter. 7 weeks. And what is seven? It's the number of completion in the Bible. And it's the completion of the chore, the obligation, the job that Jesus came to do. Now, he wasn't here when Pentecost was completed, when it was completed, but the Holy Spirit was. And you think, well, you know, you hear about the Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. If you're raised in church, you've heard it a billion times. But who is he? He's a he, for one thing. He's a he. Let me read it to you. I'm skipping all kinds of stuff. It's going to take me a minute. Hang on. Let me see. Because we covered a whole bunch of it already. Okay. This is John. See how much I've skipped already? John 16. Yeah. 16, 12 through 15. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. This is Jesus talking. This is Jesus. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. Wow. Wow. Dear Lord, right now we pray in the name of Jesus. You're moving. Your Spirit is moving. Holy Spirit, you're moving. We thank you for everything you've done, everything you're going to do, all those goals and dreams that this church has ever had. I thank you for bringing them to pass. Thank you by your power, your authority, in Jesus' name. Amen. Have you ever heard that scripture, you know, where you don't grieve the Holy Spirit? I never really thought about that. He inside me, and I do that thing that I know I shouldn't do. I should do better. I should do all of this. I don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. I want to hear. I want him to tell me what Jesus is saying. I want him to tell me what he's hearing in a throne room of God. And I want him to tell me so I can tell you, or just for my own sake. Amen. And thank you, Lord. I don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. I'll tell you what I've been praying. I've been saying, praying just exactly that. What's Jesus been saying to you, Holy Spirit? You know, just that, you know, Lord knows who I am. He knows what I am, what I can do, what I can't do. So I think, you know, if Jesus is talking, I want to know what it is. I want to know. I want the Holy Spirit to tell me. And I don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. I want to be there. I want to be handy. I want to be in the moment. I want to be listening in the name of Jesus. You know, Jesus said, let me back up. This is Acts chapter 2, 16 through 21. It says, but this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. So who is the Holy Spirit? The Spirit. I've always imagined it, you know, I think Paul even described it this way once, you know, Jesus stepped out of God. He is God. Holy Spirit stepped out of God. He is God. It's three in one. If I grieve the Holy Spirit, I'm grieving Jesus. If I'm grieving Jesus, I'm grieving God. I want to be everything that can be me through the Holy Spirit. I got to hear him. I got to know what he's saying. I got to be open to it. I can't be afraid. lots of times, I don't know if it's happened to me. I know it's happened to you. And the Lord tells you something that's for somebody. And he gets so tired of me. Like when I have a word in here, it's because the Lord is taking it out of my hands and shoved me up out of the chair and just opened my mouth and did it. Because, you know, who am I? Who am I to do such a thing? And I've always said, because we've had some prophets come through this building. I'm going to tell you, prophets are strange people a lot of times. You know, they don't really care if you're, you know, you don't like what he said or she said. They, you know, they don't really, they're going to say what the Lord says. Now, I unfortunately am not that person. I'm from Arkansas, and we try not to hurt anybody's feelings ever, you know. So, but we've got to hear, we've got to obey, we've got to say what he puts in our mouth. If he cares enough to put it in my mouth, then I got to do it. Amen. Okay. Hallelujah. We got that far. The Holy Spirit, Jesus said, it was John the Baptist, I think. Hold on. Let me find it. Yeah. Hold on. Okay. This is Matthew chapter 3, 11 through 12. This is John the Baptist. I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. I understand that feeling. I understand that. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. What? What's this fire thing? You know, Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now, that the last part's all about the end times. That's what's going to happen on the end, at the end of the end. That's what's going to happen. But when they all gathered in that upper room, there were 120 people up there. This just wasn't the 12 disciples. Man, it was all the Marys and all the, you know, it was a bunch of people up there, 120 people. And this wasn't a very big room. And the Holy Spirit fell on all of them. This was not just the disciples. You are a disciple. If you are following Jesus Christ, you are a disciple. Holy Spirit fell, and it said like a rushing wind came through the room. Well, that was straight out of the Old Testament. That's straight out of the Old Testament. And the Spirit was like a wind, like a mighty rushing wind. And flames of fire were on their heads, above their heads. And I thought about that, and you know, I'm talking to the Lord, and I said, "Well, Lord, what's up? What's up with, you know, why did you need the fire? But, you know, what is that? What did Jesus say was going to be burned up by the fire? It's the chaff. What is chaff? That's the part on the wheat that you throw away. That's the part of the body of the wheat that is no good. It's not worth anything. You burn it up. That's what they did. They burned it. Oh, Lord, burn my chaff. Burn my chaff. Fill me with your Spirit completely and totally, and burn off all the, the dross. Burn it off. I don't want it anymore. Get rid of it. Everything in me, Lord, that is not pleasing to you. And I know, my heavenly sake, I seem like I got to pray for repentance all the time. Oh, I say the wrong thing. I lose my temper. It's all there. I didn't, it's sometimes silly things. I only read my Bible for 30 minutes. Forgive me, Lord. You know, I think the Lord is more merciful than that. Anyway, I want to tell you, I'm not going to be real long, because we already had a lesson before I ever got up here. When somebody gets subpoenaed and they have to go to court, well, they're being called into court to be a witness, right? They are presenting evidence against or for whoever they're going for, you know, they're presenting the evidence. We are evidence. I am evidence of what the Lord has done, what the Lord can do for you, because he's already done a bunch of stuff for me. So I'm going to tell you, and there's so much the Lord has done for me. Sometimes I just shake my head and the Lord, why you do that for me? You need to do that for them. And he will, and he does, but he does it on his way, his time, and what. But anyway, when I first got saved, oh my word, oh my goodness, everything was just like looking through rainbows. And we went to Victory just because they were showing some movie that we wanted to see. I don't even remember. And some of y'all have heard this testimony, but it was over at the other building over behind Piggly Wiggly. There was a really nice church back there, and we were in that church there for a while. And it was a Wednesday night, and it was Keith Spear, and he was doing a lesson. I don't even know why I was there, but he was talking about it, and he was talking about the Holy Ghost, and you need the Holy Spirit. And Mother had sent me, because she knew I got saved, she sent me the book, The Holy Spirit in You. Yeah, well, I read a little bit of it, and so I was preaching, or just giving his lesson, and he said, now anybody that wants to receive the Holy Spirit, come on up. I couldn't do it. I mean, I wanted to. My feet were trying to go, but the rest of me wouldn't go. And so wanted to go and receive it so bad that I got up and left and went out the back door so I would not do it. And got in the car and waited for Larry. And he brought all the kids. He was, well, what are you doing out here? And nothing, baby. Okay, just thought I'd get in the car. So we drive home, and we got to the stoplight down there, and this little voice says, it's not too late. You can go back. They're still there. And I didn't open my mouth, and we drove down, went a little way further, and that little voice said, you can go back. They're still there. Somebody's still there. We went to the house, and we just lived right over there, and I went to the front door, got up on the porch, opened the door, and put one step over that threshold, and it was like the end of the world. It came down on me like, what have I done? I killed somebody or something. It was that bad. So I went straight to the bedroom, got down on my knees, and said, Lord, I'm sorry. I will be there tomorrow. Somehow, somebody's going to be there. And so I went the next day, and Keith was there. They were having some Bible study or something. I went down. I said, I got to receive the Holy Ghost. That's it. I got to have it. And he was real blunt. Matter of fact, you know Keith. You remember Keith? And he was about this tall. Great big guy. He said, okay, I'm going to lay hands on you, and you're going to start just praying in tongues. You're going to speak in tongues and blah, 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 blah. That's it. And he said, okay, now I'm going to lay my hands on you. I'm going to pray for you. And whatever you get in your mind, you say it. And I'm going, this guy is nuts. And so he did it. He laid his hand on me, and the Lord gave me two words. And Keith said, well, what did he give you? I said, So no, whatever it is, you got to go ahead and say it. I said, I can't. It's really stupid. And he said, nope, you got to do it. Now come on, you can do it. And I said, it was boho. He died laughing. And he said, well, if that's what the Lord gave you, that's what the Lord gave you. I said, okay. So I went home, and every night I get down on my knees. I said, Lord, I feel like the biggest idiot in the whole world, but boho, boho, Lord, you know, boho. And this went on for three or four nights. And about the fifth night, I did the same thing, got down on my knees, boho, hallelujah, Lord, thank you, boho. And I went to sleep, went in the bed, and I woke up about midnight with power coming out of my hands, with tongues coming out of my mouth, just like a river. If I could have laid hands on somebody, I don't know what would happen to them. I felt like it would have shoved them clean through the house. And I called one of my friends. I said, listen to this. And I'm going in tongues over the phone. The Lord does it the way the Lord wants to do it. Brother Fred, you know where Brother Fred was? He was at a Christian Businessmen's Association meeting. And they had these big round tables. And he was just sitting at the table. And the Lord gave him tongues right then. He didn't even know what he was. He had no idea. I mean, the Lord will do it the way he wants to do it. But if you seek the Lord, and there's all kinds of gifts of the Holy Spirit. Actually, not everybody gets the gift of tongues. I mean, lots of times you'll hear people say, well, that's the evidence. Well, it is a evidence. It is a evidence. It's an evidence. I'm an English teacher. I shouldn't say a evidence. An evidence. It's an evidence. And there's so many gifts. We could do a whole big sermon just on the gifts. But they should be in operation in your life in some way. You ever heard of a Pentecostal church? Well, it comes from believing in Pentecost and what happened. I am a Pentecostal. I believe in every single bit of it. The Lord has healed me miraculously. In a split second, just like that, the Lord has healed me. Done so many things for me. It just goes on and on the list of miracles that I've seen and heard. And that's what this church should be. This is what your life should be. It's what my life should be every day, which it's not always. It's not always. Sometimes, you know, it's as you get older. I'm getting older. As you're getting older, it's like the Lord says, okay, now we got to do the best we can because you're going to be, you know, you're going to be getting your reward soon. I want you to come up as high as I can get you, and he'll do whatever it takes to get you there. So anyway, this is not what I was going to preach. But I love y'all, and I want you to know that the Lord has you on his heart and his mind. The Holy Spirit is inside you. The Holy Spirit is there to guide you and lead you, and he wants to have a one-on-one with you all the time. We got to be able to hear. Pray. You pray, Lord, help me hear the Holy Spirit. If you have not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, then you let that big man come over and lay hands on you to receive it, because you need it. And it was meant for you. It was promised to you, to your children, and those, all those who are far off, no matter how far off. Amen. All right. I love y'all. That's it.